It is day 1700 of the Oruch Shulchan Yomi, this last great milestone, 100th date in our perusal of the Oruch Shulchan Yomi. First cycle is about to end in a few days, and therefore 1700 is the last great 100. Elavai should be zoiche to learn Oruch Shulchan together in many formats in the years to come as well. They were doing Choshen Mishpat, Simen, Resh, Samech, Zayin, Sif Hei, the Sif Yud Daled. Hey, Shlosh Yomei Simonim, hey. There are three types of Simonim. Gruim, poor Simonim, but so I'm average Simonim, Vakim, and significant Simonim. Not sure exactly what you're trying to move up here, but significant. Gruim Ketzer, what a poor Simonim. Hareisha Ba, Vamar Begez Elovenu, he came and said, well, this the garment was white, or Adam, or red, or York, or green, or Oroch, or is large, or cuts, or short, Sheish Arbekoze, and similar Simonim, of which there are many. Ain't a Simon Cloud, it's not a Simon at all. But Phil Arbe Simonim Grim, and Inuklum, and even more, and many of these poor Simonim are meaningless. Wufakim Kate said, what are significant Simonim? Arish above Amar Nekibesh, but the Begaz Ebbetzad, you mean no, but Tachtis, though Rachok, you shlush, and it's supposed to mean Mishfaso. There's a hole in this garment on the right side, at the bottom, three finger breadths from its edge. Oroshim Yesh Mokom, there's a mark in that place. Chokhetz Bezeh, these things, Mitzam Seh Mokom Mamash, you are narrowly identifying the place itself. The Pesimik Hazem Etzen Gamaruna, such a simon, if you found it on a husband who disappeared and was found dead, then you permit him his wife to get remarried. Hence the reference to Evan Ezra before. Then Tsoy Minosimoni, Mikrakshimakami Dosim Mishko, is when you are able to know precisely its measure or its weight, or minyan or its number, chaygavna. Osimon Amokon, or Simon in terms of place, or Seir Anachoso, or where it was left. I was left. Kamashkosam, Simon Reis, Simon Base. Ulegabe Aveda, in terms of a lost object, Nikru Simonim Uvakim, they are, so these are called significant Simonim. Rakbagunim, they come as you only by an aguna, by a woman whose husband has been lost and found to be presumed dead, because, well, lost and found dead, presumed to be him. I mean, they're called Majish because of the severity of the prohibition of a married woman. Mercus went and walked him, they're not causing him in Simonim. Should we stop with Razal Chazal or unsure? Im Simonim Kelim Makshmerzin, Abed Adam, if Simonim by which you return, restore a lost object. Have a Daraisa, there are Daraisa affected, Manigami Israel Jazish, and therefore they will also work by the prohibition of a married woman. Oh, Hamay Rabbana, they're not only rabbinic in their validity, Majish and Matern Bezah, and by Aish Jazish, you're not permit this. But Dad Ramazal Kore, Iba Aveda, Simonim and Tsoy Muvakim, round calls by lost object called the average Simonim. Significant Simonim came to the moment I raised the Simon Minok Muvak, since in terms of money it's a significant Simon. According to this, you can go with security on your way. Or I'm getting poetic here. Should I ask you, there should not be a contradiction between the Imam says ish. They both require Simonim Muvakim. Question: what's considered Simonim Muvakim? Rabbi says, look in the Rambam in Paragim Lechosavein. The Rabbi Magid has a Mishnah Shom. Vav lachenim ba baal beidem nasin Simonim grew imem masinu. So therefore, the owner of the lost object comes and gives poor Simonim. We don't give it back to him. V'amuchel muchzak l'amoy em masinu lo b'simon sim tzoy. And somebody who's known to be a devious person, deceitful person, we don't give him back object with average Simonim. Actually, be a demish yishol unless he brings witnesses that it's his. Simon muvak, if it's a significant Simon masin, after I might give it back even to a charlatan. There should be over Yishayna Komi Shabbat La'Aveda. Initially, anybody who lost an item, came in less than Simonim Mitzrayim and gave Avitzim Magzin or Solo, they gave back to him. Elikate Usakramai, unless he's known to be a charlatan. Shabbat La'Aveda, from the time there were many more charlatans, prevalent. He's going to base and show him Elohim Ve'edim. The very base and decide the person that's being witnesses. Shein HaTorah, you're not a charlatan. V'imu isha base in Makir, imu isha base in Makir. So this person which is not known at the base. Meinu may be Edim, he doesn't mean witnesses. So he'll lead to Siman Muvak. He has to give a significant statement. The same Elohim Ramai, because that's expected also by a person who's a charlatan. Isha one of those who they say, the Vavate Ramai, lo mani gam Siman Muvak. If he's a definite charlatan, even a significant statement doesn't work. El Edim, only witnesses. With the end of the day, we seems to look at the person being that said Mivak will work by Ramai. But right up, Asian Sishma Tirim is there because even by a the married woman, we permit on the basis of Sim Mivak. Because the Rabbi is Sim Mivak Havik Adim. Rabbi also writes that Sim Mivak is tantamount Adim. Gamil Ramam Sober Kane. Also, Ramam seems all the way. Elish Kwelem Tsoy Mivak Baveda. Says, as we said, that by Abeda, he calls an average Sim and a Sim Mivak. The Rabbi says, Ramak Kosab Lushan Yeshimim. I see when I'm Tzoyka, the Simran Ramo says, Yeshman, you back with Sim. This is going on an average Simran. Last Makor, the Smavagam, a Shachas, a Shapi of a Dark, okay? And evidently, quite a Shach, this also works out, whatever he's referring to. Zion, Bo, Shnaim, and Nusu, Simran, and Shalom, two people came and gave the identical Simran, and Loitain, Loloze, Loloze, you should not give it to either one of them. I think Munachas, it's rather to remain at rest by you, by the finder. Actually, one can see his friend. When they make a compromise between two of them. Osher Kamehem Yaviyanim, for them as witnesses. Yochel Amal Hashem, one of them could say to the second one, either take an oath that it's yours, or I will take an oath. And each one says, I will take an oath, and I take it. Or you will take it, an oath, and you take it. Yemunach. It says, either one demands, either one of us take an oath. So then, one says, I'll take an oath. If you take an oath, then it just remain with the finder. Evidently, they're allowed to divide between the two of them. Do they agree? I guess that's a shock. Chaim Shem of you, Adim, also to both of them brought witnesses. Yemurakan can ensure that Chamim has to be made by the finder until one of them concedes the point. Ushnadim subbing Kamea. And if one says two witnesses, the other says 100 witnesses, it doesn't matter. Because two witnesses in Chesh Mishpat, two witnesses and one witness are of identical validity. One of them gave Simon, the other brought witnesses. That's why he gave it to the person about the witnesses. I feel Amy the Mishinofla means that even they can't testify that it fell from this person. But they recognize that it is his. But even if the other person gave truly accurate, significant simoni, welcome Adam simoni lavkum, because where the Adam simoni are meaningless. It's a shock. Below now this, I feel by Adam, the Adam lomar, I feel by Adam, they lomar machru simoni. If you have witnesses and witnesses at one of the sides, also simanim, that doesn't change the outcome. Coach Echo Avi Adim says, where one side brought witnesses, the Gamna says simanim, also gives signs. A Shani Avi Rak Adim says, I only brought witnesses. Yeah, Munich, it still remains with the finder. The simanim, Mokum Adim, Lakumu. The simanim, in a place of the discussion of Adim, are moot. Reaction Falcon is that they're those who cast dispersions on this. Evidently, the Shach. No. If this guy gave average simonim, Masheni, nothing before him, the same guy gave significant simonim, nearly the no steam low, it seems, or generally we give it, the guy gave simonim muvakim. Five even simonim, the rice, so even if simonim are the Torah law, Koko Nemes, Vayakar, Yeshu, Shabbat, simonim muvakim. It's similar, it's me, you don't say, it's like when this is. To like 100, it's more reasonable to give it to a person who named the more accurate simonim. But the gokar may arka varach, but it's no different than length and width, kashay's bar, as we've explained. Pinkoacha nasi simonim shami, each one of them gave equal simonim, and one of them brought also a solitary witness, ain't a klum, doesn't do any making an effect. You have to leave it. Yeshim, some say that the shazesh, negative eight, circle, shabba, shishlo, that the other litigant, against whom the witness testifies has to take a shvuah that it's his, because that's the halach beit echad, it requires a shvuah. If he made a rosi yeshua, but doesn't want to take an oath, no si ba'al eidah, gave the person one witness. But there is shoyin, so the first opinion holds, came in the gam achar shvuah, leinu lo nishba, since even after the shvuah, they're not gave the person who took the shvuah. Ein inyan shvuah b'lezeh. There is no concept of shvuah in this case. That's the primary halacha. There's the shach. Shvuah is not effective here. Test. Matzah simla v'chayetz b'zeh. If you found a dress, or it doesn't necessarily have the woman's dress, some sort of garment. This person brings witnesses about the weaving that was woven for him. This person brings witnesses that it fell from him. Give the item back to the person who brings witnesses that it fell from him. The fact that it fell from him is a clear-cut simon. And still, the witnesses about the weaving are not lying necessarily. Shemesh is a horror God. It's true that this guy woven. Umachal Sheni, so the same guy. This one gave the its length. This one gave the width. Yitain l'misha inas amidas orka. Give the person who gave the length. Neisha rochav efshal ishar beishal nesuah. Because the width you can estimate when you saw the owner bearing this object. But rochav mikre ma shul kamasu shel ish. The width of a garment is called that which is up to the height of a person. It's like a towel, right? The height is, the width is, goes up and down. And the orech is what goes around the body. What surrounds the body. Why is the height called the width? Because their garments were narrow and long, like a scarf. And they used to join together two of them to make one talus, like our, I guess the size of our talus. Or I guess their talisim, so they combined two together. L'chein, we've got to show therefore by us, it's the opposite. The width is more of a sign than the length. Because the length you can estimate when he's wearing it. And this all has to do, obviously, how based on the certain situations, the shach. This one gave the meter, the measure of the length of the width. And the other one gave the weight. Give it to the person who got the weight right. Since it's not normal to weigh talus, it's a more significant simon. So the tour. The second one said the length of the rochav and the width. That's about Mishnah given to the person who stated the weight. Tafka Tal Shein Derek Lashoka, specifically a Taos where it's not normal to weigh. Have a Simon Mubak. This is an accurate Simon. I have a cliche to Derek Lashoka, but a vessel which is normally weighed. Ain't the Raksim came with Simon, so it's only an average Simon. It's a glove. One says this was the length, this was the width. This is the measure of the length and the width combined. Which was the length, which was width when they're singled out. Nice to be shown. The person said the length by itself and the width by itself. Close the door for the general principle of the very clean, but who's for your saying, hey, are they on him? This has to do with how the dynamic situation, the mission, nice and Simon, me, should know Simon, as me, I'm saying, who's ever giving the better Simon than the other Simon. Good. Here is below Bo Bailim, the main announcement, and Bo is going to come. Te Munachas, and then you leave the Talis. If your brother is a pleasant environment of base, if your brother's not close to you, you don't know him, bring the lost object into your house. You don't acquire it. Came and changed, but Simon says, Simon, yes, we have to consider any moment the owner might show up. As long as the lost object is by him, you have to deal with it. People say they shouldn't get lost. You have to enhance it like shearing sheep. feel gives us a short shoot on water, even the sugar and ox, which is very minor. Chavit Tapa was there after the deal with it. He dare by and goes over if it's the derech of the owner to shear their oxen. Stephen says, Vashevo so low. Restore it to him. But the Shulchan Aruch says, say, Reich to Shibetalo. See how you could do optimally that you give it back to Mishlei and Buzzi Yamsi, they shouldn't lose. Okay, because that's a short option of Muad, therefore, in the shearing of an ox, even though it's a very small amount. When you shear it, you have some value. Chavas Chiz, you have to do it and give it. The Pasuk is sure as well. You have to constantly assess it and check it so it shouldn't get lost. Or it shouldn't get ruined. Kate said, how so? What's the crucial ceremony if you found a blanket full of wool? But now, Achashloshim, you shake it every 30 days. Like I said, not more nations because it gets ruined. No, you shouldn't have two people shake it. They should cross because they're going to rip it. Echinaro, so one person should shake it. You shouldn't shake it with a stick. So Pisha Lane had a cloud, and if it's linen, you shouldn't shake it at all. Shanir Koshalo, because the shaking is bad for it. But Rashi is not Peter Shalaf, Rashi is the opposite. They show Pisha in the air. If it's of linen, you should shake it. Show Tim linen, if it's wool, you shouldn't shake it. So that's totally if you have got him. That's new, obviously, with the quality of the garments. The Chomacham, every place. Chomacham, in each place. If you know somehow they're made. Shun says that nearly. Shulchan Mita, you can spread it on your bed. Raki Abegatzor is that only if the garment requires it. Both Tzorko are not for you to make your bed nicely. Feel Kavan, also the Tzorko. The Tzorko, you have mine both for it and for you. English, though, I can't speak. So you shouldn't leave me in bed overly long. When you have guests, you should not spread in front of them. I feel the Torah, even for its own purpose, because it might be stolen. I came out here, so I'm sure not shame them and let you know that they are legitimate people. They're not going to steal. You base must clean eight mishtamesh when the Torah come out. If you find a wooden vessel, use it for its purpose a little bit, because they should cover it so it shouldn't rot. But so you can close it, find copper can, which now is going to come use in hot water. Close it, it's in cold water. I have a loya, see, muscle, ali, or, but you shouldn't put it on the fire, and they should mashkir, because that sucks out its weight. If you find silver vessel, you use it, but so in cold. I have a loya, coming not in hot. They should mashkir, because it darkens them. But so, I think it's oxidized them. But so, and if it's cold, after the Torah, even for your own purpose, it's permissible. The ink paid, but I'm not concerned that you get benefits, like Zen and Evans, a little closer. Why should you get benefit? And some tasty stuff, lemon. Mutsa cleaves, all your cleaves, who is they found golden vessels or glass vessels? Look by them. Should touch them. It's a good thing, don't be clean. If you find shovels and hoes, you use them barach on soft dirt, below kosher, not hard dirt. They should be pummeled, so they should not get damaged. You can have a muscle sparring case of a third stone if you aren't sparring like our sparring much like I said, the rolled. Karamam, Akashosh, you should be reading once in every 30 days. Many of the other crows, if you don't know how to read, go when you roll them, they should stop shoe, so they shouldn't go bad. They shouldn't start meaning an odor. Well, I'm Yamad Boyam, or should rot. They should believe in Pam Rishon because you listen the first time. Miskalka saver, the saver gets ruined. Shouldn't read a parsha twice in that same saver. Shouldn't read a parsha and translate. Say she saw a baby because you spend a long time when you're being batargim. Not open more than three commas at once. Lo yeshnaim koreim bo yeshnaim two mishnah read in two manners in it. I koreim yechad, but two people read one manner. Shlosh asurim gam yechad, three people also even in one manner. Yeshu yechad, some say the opposite. Yeshnaim koreim yeshnaim, but it's two different manners two people can read. Lo bin yechad, not if it's the same manner they both read. They should say Moshe Golov, say Moshe Golov Yikro. Because he should pull towards him and rip it. Yeshnaim yonim mokam meruach lehem. If it's two people, there's enough space. Shlosh asurim b'chayim, but the three people is always awesome. B'chol z'gankim sorim b'shalom adin kain. This is also true by our books. For you many, there's a close postcard on ruach. If you don't know how to read, you open them in the wind, they should stop, so they shouldn't deteriorate. When he issued some say the sorim b'shalom in our books, y'chol l'mo p'am achas, avrim b'shalom alam, y'chim l'mo one, like you never learned before, one time. They don't be handled that much like their swarm, which are made to be rolled. Also seem to be made to roll. Maybe they're standing simitar, which are encased ones. You reckon their value. You can use their meal if you want. They should double money because people can both buy it at any time. You can also sell them. The lama low the shama came with shemotzi klosim. Why should you preserve them if they're easy to buy? It's from the tour. We said before, it's good. The cold bar mitzvah, the cold bar mitzvah, because anything which is prevalent to buy, ain't so top, but you also don't have to deal with it. Why safeguarding mocha, you can sell it. L'chem v'orim nukim, in brackets, that's chem v'orim nukim yosef. Yeshua, some say, there's no rock mitzvah, there's only by mitzvah. I would try to have latest, but any lost object, other chavetz is shalom yosef. The person wants his own, there, more, therefore you should safeguard for him. L'chem v'orim l'shem rambam, this is belong to rambam. L'shem v'orim l'shem rambam, it's too much work. That might be by sheep, but by an ox or a horse. You definitely want to have the animal recognize you, in which you have a relationship. Because you know it and you trained it according to your desire. And that's it for today.